Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Hello there.
Today we're taking a look at a really concise, but I think pretty significant piece of information.
Right.
We're diving into excerpts from this report. It's titled Housing Market Stability Forecast 2026. And the core nugget, the thing that jumps out immediately is realtors expect housing market to stabilize in 2026.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for anyone watching the market, planning anything major, just trying to get a sense of the economy, that feels like a key insight.
It really does. And what's fascinating, as you said, isn't just the forecast, but who it's from.
The realtors themselves.
Exactly. These are the folks, you know, handling the actual transactions day in, day out.
Seeing the listings, the buyer moods.
Seller motivations, supply, demand, pricing shifts. They're right there. Experiencing it firsthand.
So it's not just an abstract economic model.
No, it's grounded differently.
Yeah.
So when this group says they expect stability and they target 2026, well, that carries a particular kind of weight, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. So, okay, let's unpack that word, stability. When realtors use it, what should you, listening, really picture? Does it just mean prices start moving entirely?
Generally, no, not a flat line. It's usually more about... Well, a significant reduction in the chaos, the volatility.
Less extreme ups and downs.
Precisely. Think less of a, you know, raging rapids and more like a river finding its more predictable course.
That's a hopeful image.
So fewer wild swings, maybe a better balance between supply and demand.
Yeah.
Things become a bit more predictable.
Like how long a house might stay on the market.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe a normalization there. Not selling in hours, maybe not sitting in months either, but something more typical.
Right. Allowing people, buyers and sellers, to make more considered decisions.
Yeah, that's the idea. More breathing room for thought.
Okay, that makes sense. So if they're seeing this stability coming around 2026, what kinds of signs, what indicators do you think they're picking up on now?
Well, that's where their ground level view is so valuable. They're likely seeing perhaps a slowdown in those really frenetic bidding wars we saw.
Cool, yeah. That makes sense.
Maybe inventory levels are starting to creep up a bit. More homes actually available for sale.
Giving buyers more options, maybe a little more leverage.
Could be.
Yeah.
And they also see shifts in buyer sentiment directly. You know, maybe less panic buying.
More thoughtful approaches.
Right. Yeah. Or they might be seeing if buyer fatigue is setting in, or perhaps... financing hurdles causing more deals to stumble.
Things that might lead to more rational pricing eventually.
Exactly. All those granular signals feed into that bigger assessment of the market settling down.
Okay, so this stability, it sounds like, well, frankly, a bit of a relief for many people.
It could be perceived that way, yes.
But let's break it down. What does this stabilization, if it happens in 2026, actually mean for different people? Like someone trying to buy their first home.
Right. For a first-time buyer, stability could mean a less frantic process.
Okay.
You might actually have more time to view properties properly, compare them.
Make an offer without feeling like you have seconds to decide.
Yes, and maybe even have some room to negotiate on the price or, you know, the terms.
Fewer situations where you feel forced to waive contingencies, perhaps, like inspections.
That's a potential positive outcome, yes.
Yeah.
Could shift the balance a bit.
And what about sellers, if you're looking to sell around them?
Well, for sellers, it might mean the end of those guaranteed multiple way over asking offers right away.
Okay, managing expectations there.
But the flip side could be more predictability, clearer timelines for closing, maybe a better sense of the actual market value.
Allowing them to price more strategically, perhaps.
Exactly. Better planning for their next move, too.
And then there are investors. How does stability look from their perspective?
Well, the period of really rapid sort of exponential appreciation might cool off.
Right.
But stability offers something else. Predictability for long-term planning. Think about rental yields, acquisition strategies.
So a more stable foundation for their calculations.
You could say that. So really, for buyers, sellers, investors, the common thread seems to be a move towards, well... predictability.
Predictability in a market that's been, let's face it, pretty unpredictable lately.
That sums it up nicely, I think.
Okay. And that brings us towards the end of this deep dive, focusing on that specific nugget from the Housing Market Stability Forecast 2026.
A single piece, but quite telling.
It really is. That expectation from realtors' stability in 2026.
Yes. And reflecting on that kind of leaves us with a final thought or maybe a question for you listening.
Okay.
Given that this specific forecast, this expectation for 2026 comes directly from these key players, the realtors,
yeah,
the ones with boots on the ground,
yeah,
How might that influence how you think about future market forecasts? How do you weigh that kind of industry insider perspective when you're trying to understand where things might be heading?
That's a really interesting question to ponder. How much weight do you give that frontline insight? Definitely some food for thought.